Yeah, hey, it's Lucas Barfield here, and you are tuned into the Cannabis Corner right here on KTAH, the time when we take a look at cannabis news around the country and here in Washington, and what's going on with your local cannabis retailers and producers and processors right here in Washington. So thanks for tuning in. Again, this is KTAH. If you like our station, check us out on Facebook at Radio Tacoma. If you'd like to find out more about what I'm doing as far as cannabis goes, you can follow me at MJ Is Medicine. So it's getting to be fall time. It's getting to be that time of year. It's starting to get cooler. If you have any outdoor plants, start paying attention to that because you could be developing mold or diseases, or they have a rot that will infest cannabis plant flowers. So be keeping an eye on that. Also remember that only medical cannabis patients can grow legally medical marijuana in the state of Washington. However, they are trying to get a law coming out perhaps next year where everybody in the state over 21 can grow some plants. I'm guessing they'll probably say 4, but they could say 6 like Colorado, but I'm guessing it's going to be 4. So that's probably coming up. So, you know, just keep an eye out for that. 1st of October, you really want to start paying attention to any kind of wet. If your stuff's wet, just because it gets cool and it's just right at the right temperature, and a plant can go moldy and die within a couple days. So you really want to be keeping an eye on your stuff. So today, our headlines, the first one we're going to do. So one of the things here in Washington that was a big problem around the I-502 was the states and the cities and the counties compromising on who's going to share with this big influx of money. Now, they are estimated that the cities and that the state will take in $550 million of cannabis money this year. Only $15 million of that $550 million will be going to the city, to the cities and the counties. The state sort of hijacked a lot of that money for the education fund. And I kind of find it funny that they're so opposed. I mean, a lot of these folks are just right flat out opposed to marijuana, but then they'll take the money and they'll fund their schools with it. But anyhow, the cities and the counties are sort of starting to get a little irritated by this. And they're really, if you pay attention down the legislature, they always send some lobbyists down there to try to change this. And because they're just not getting their cut. And a lot of the cities and counties are not happy because they're not getting their cut because they don't have the shops in their city. Like Lakewood, they don't let the shops in there. So they're not getting any of all this. They're not getting any of this tax money, and it's not making them happy. So they're really trying to change that, and they're pitching a fit about it. This was in the Yakima Herald, and Yakima only got $124,000 last year in marijuana funds. And that's because they took a while to say, hey, you can put these shops here. So they're way behind the times on this, and they didn't get a lot of money for this. Now, conversely, another town right there around that same area, Union Gap, I've never been there, but somewhere around there in central Washington, they jumped on the retail cannabis right away, and this past go-round, they got $500,000 in cannabis funds, and they spent it on things like playgrounds, skate parks, and other, you know, public infrastructure projects. So a lot of this kind of depends on who picked up the torch with the retail marijuana and jumped on it right away. And some of the counties and people complaining like they're not getting any of the money, it's honestly some of it's their fault. But I'm not sure I agree with the state taking so much of that money and funding everything with education. We need other things that for this money to be funding, and like mental health and drug addiction counseling, not for marijuana but for heroin and other stuff. And I think a lot of cannabis users would like to have a say-so in this, and, you know, and say where the money goes. Since a lot of the people buying the cannabis in the stores are pretty much propping up the education system in Washington, perhaps the legislature should maybe be a little, maybe they should take notice and when lobbyists come down and say, hey, we need this for the medical cannabis, or hey, let's do this differently at the retail cannabis level, perhaps the legislators should listen a little more, since they are so indebted to all the terrible potheads out there in Washington using up all that cannabis and funding their schools. So I think Olympia really needs to start paying attention and, you know, seeing the marijuana people as a voting block. And I think the marijuana people out there using cannabis retail or recreational or medical should have, should speak up and say, hey, look, we're funding all this, and so you need to listen to us more, because the cannabis laws right here in Washington right now are not necessarily just or the best. I mean, they are still a bit oppressive, and I'm not going to get into all of that right now, but just because you can go down to the store and buy an ounce doesn't mean that everything is just A-OK here in Washington. So I think the legislators should sort of loosen up this a little bit and give the people funding the schools and everything with this $550 million, you know, a little more, maybe just like a pat on the back, say thank you. So that's just sort of my opinion on that in the headlines here. So moving on to the next one, I came across this article. Let me check it out. Oh, I didn't get the source, but the five states that are least likely to make recreational cannabis legal, first off, is Nebraska and Oklahoma. Now, we know that because they both sued Colorado over their Colorado's marijuana coming into over their borders. They did a lawsuit. It went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said basically they weren't going to get into it. The lower court had said, well, sorry, Nebraska, Oklahoma, there's not much we can do about this. So, but they're not happy about it. You know, Oklahoma and Nebraska, they don't want the devil weed in their borders, so they are very much against marijuana. Although, I can promise you that there's a lot of people in Nebraska and in Oklahoma who use cannabis. And next up is South Dakota. South Dakota, and South Dakota has the harshest laws in the country on marijuana. They are really bad. They'll lock you up really quick for just small amounts. So South Dakota is one of the ones that's least likely. I think North Dakota actually has a medical marijuana system, so right there beside each other. So hopefully they'll loosen up a little bit over there. The next one is Alabama. Now this one, they have some pretty strict marijuana laws. I'm from Alabama, so I know people that are arrested with like a roach or some residue in the bottom of a baggie. So I've seen that happen. I've seen people been taken to jail for some roach clips. So, or any kind of paraphernalia, pipe or anything, they don't like that. So they will definitely lock you up for that. However, I don't see it, you know, eventually it's going to change. And here's why. Just me being from Alabama, there is a lot of people in Alabama that use cannabis. And they're not just like Roy Moore, his son, was arrested for marijuana. So it's not just liberals. It's not just African-Americans. It's a lot of people. You know, the more conservative people, a lot of them use cannabis. So I think Alabama, if they sort of changed their politics just a little bit, were open to it, and they needed the money bad enough, they would legalize it. But definitely a lot of people are against it. But again, I never really experienced that too much. Most everybody just kind of turns the other way. You don't hear people sitting around going, oh man, all those devil weed smokers, they're just ending the world. That's just not something that you really hear or anything. So, you know, maybe Alabama come around. Florida's right there next door, and this medical marijuana coming out of Florida is going to start getting into Alabama, and then sooner or later people are going to demand that it becomes legal. Next up is Idaho. The polls in Idaho says 64% of the people oppose medical marijuana, which is crazy because they're right here next to Washington State, and Montana right next door to them has medical marijuana. So Idaho, a lot of LDS in Idaho, a lot of conservatives. So, yeah, I don't see Idaho coming around with the recreational marijuana. Next up in the headlines is Roger Stone, debooted from a marijuana conference. And I don't really have a lot to say about that except for good. I really don't... I don't want to see these vultures coming in and swooping up, trying to swoop in and take credit and get in on this marijuana scene. People were like Roger Stone and conservatives, you know, all these people that have always been pro-locking everybody up all the time and now want to come in and take, you know, take credit or get famous or have their two cents on this issue and in this movement. You know, they just need to go away. And I do appreciate the organizers of that conference just telling Roger Stone to go away. So that's good stuff, because we don't want him around. Too many people have paid their life in prison and everything else and all the problems that go along with cannabis to allow someone like Roger Stone to even be close to the marijuana movement. So good job there, Marijuana Conference there in California. Next one up is teen cannabis use is down. And it's down all over the country. This is a federal study came out. Let me see if I can get this right. I'm visually impaired, so I'm having to listen to this in my headphones and try to say it at the same time, which is really hard. So let me listen to this one more time and see if I can get this exact agency. Federal Substance Abuse and Health Substance Abuse Administration, something like that. So actually, I never even heard of that. But they did a study saying, hey, the teen use is down. And also in Colorado, they had a Healthy Kids Colorado survey that said teen use is down. And I just posted an article up today on @MJIsMedicine that the teen use is down in Washington State, too. So that's just great news. although, you know, teens do need medical cannabis, too. So I am certainly not pro teens sitting around getting high and not going to school. But if a teen has depression or MS or cancer or is blind or has some other kind of medical condition, a debilitating medical condition, there's really no reason why they shouldn't get medical cannabis. As a matter of fact, they can get a medical cannabis card here in Washington State with a parent's permission. So it is good use that teen use is overall down. So just the everyday teen, because it can interfere in teens' lives. Cannabis can. Not always, and certainly not every time, but, you know, I have seen it bother some kids. They have problems with it. So that is a very good thing. But one of the problems is that alcohol has actually risen. So they've gone away from cannabis into alcohol. Now, that is not a good trend. It's very dangerous. Now, next up is article. And we are going to use this article to sort of springboard my discussion today. And it is a article I saw in the Washington Post. And it was written by Christopher Ingraham, somebody who I've read a fair amount of the articles. And I believe I even heard him on the radio. But this one is Analysis, a Marijuana Trend That You Should Actually Pay Attention To. And he goes into all these things about, you know, the polls, 61% of people want recreational marijuana. Up in the 80s and 90%, people like, 61%, yeah, recreational 61%, 80, 90% medical marijuana. He goes over all the polls. He talks about the sort of landslide of marijuana states that have just come on board. We have 8 recreational states plus D.C., and I think 29 medical marijuana states plus 14 to 16 CBD states around the country. So it's really a trend going on with marijuana right now in the United States. And everybody just kind of la-di-da. But he points out that a trend that you should watch that's disturbing, because he has these polls out that say, you know, a lot of people, you know, in the 70-something percent say they have tried marijuana. But now the polls are coming around where they're saying the people saying that they use medical marijuana or use just marijuana, period, on a daily basis, that's going up. And Christopher Ingraham is all concerned about this, and apparently he thinks it's something that we really need to pay attention to. And it's something bad. If you read the article, it's on the Washington Post. Apparently he thinks this is really something bad that are people using marijuana every day. Now, personally, I have the exact opposite approach and belief. Just for the fact that marijuana is an herb, it's a plant that interacts with the human body and the endocannabinoid system via two molecules, tetrahydrocannabinol or cannabidiol or cannabidiol CBD. The first one is THC. So those two molecules interact with a system that is in everybody's body. Every cell has, or there are places in your body that have the endocannabinoid system cells, and they mainly live in your gut. And we obviously evolved with this plant. Somehow, way back, a genetic mutation made it possible for our body to interact with this plant, as well as the opium plant too, the poppy plant. So those two plants, and there's many, many more. So somewhere along the line, our body interacted with this plant, and there was a mutation in our genes, and it gave us these feelings, and it started working on this system. And this system evolved, and I did some research a couple years ago, and I think the evolutionary sort of split they found where pre this animal there was no endocannabinoid system was like a sea slug or something. It was some kind of slug. So the endocannabinoid system actually goes way back. It's not just humans. It goes way back into other animals. So because I can't speak for birds or anything, but I know animals like dogs and pets, and I mean cats and things like that have an endocannabinoid system. So we all clearly evolved with this plant. So therefore, it's something that has been with us for a long time. And knowing that, it just tells me that, okay, this is something that should be in your life. If you have a body that is out of balance in a major way, depending, you know, some people might have a their body might be just a little bit out of balance. You're a marathon runner and all this. Maybe you don't need to use cannabis because your body's pretty much right in tune and in balance. But just for the normal everyday person out there, their body balance is just coming and going. And you're sick, you have stress, you don't feel good. Medical patients who have the debilitating conditions, but just, you know, regular people, you're sick, stressful for the day. The cannabis is good to kind of pull your body back to a center, back to a balance, not like a spiritual center, like yoga or meditating or anything like that, but a physical center. So using cannabis every day is actually a good thing. In moderation, of course. And moderation to different people means different things. Like a medical marijuana patient probably doesn't want to use moderation for a medical marijuana because it's their medicine. Now, somebody using it recreational, you know, they might moderate just for the fact it might interfere with other things they're doing. So it just kind of depends on the person. But I don't think the trend of everybody using marijuana on a daily basis is a bad thing, like Mr. Ingraham. So just wanted to get that out there as far as the discussion goes. Cannabis is a good thing. It can be used to treat many different conditions. And so, you know, just do your research, check into it. And if you feel you need a medical cannabis card or something like that, you know, talk to your doctor. So, yeah, next up we're going to do one more segment that we do every week, and it's called It's a Bust. And we're going to talk about a bust of marijuana somewhere around the country or the world. And this week, the bust was in Ferndale, Washington, which is pretty close by here, I believe. They found 22 pounds of cannabis flower, 200 plants, 33 pounds of stems and leaves, 5 pounds of BHO, which is a lot of BHO. I mean, BHO, if you don't know, it's they take butane and you can run it through some pipes or glass beakers, and it strips all the organic matter off the plant, so it sort of strips out all the terpenes and the THC and the CBD and all that, and then it concentrates it into like a sticky sort of gooey substance. And 5 pounds of it, man, that's just a ton. I mean, that's not a ton, it's 5 pounds, but that's a lot. That's a lot of BHO. They found steroids too, and they found BHO Live, 2 commercial grade ovens, and probably some guns and some cars and stuff too. So that's right here in Washington State. If you notice, here in Washington State, they have been doing a lot more busts. You hear about it on the radio. The Liquor Control Board in 5052 was given $120 million to go out and eradicate these big grow operations. So that's what's going on here. And, yeah, so it's a bust. And thanks for tuning in. This is KTAH right here in Tacoma, Radio Tacoma. My name is Lucas Barfield. You can follow me on Twitter at MJIsMedicine. And thank you so much for tuning in, and have a great day. Bye-bye.